On Saturday, February 22nd, there will be a seed swap in Miranda. No genetically modified seeds, commonly called GMOs, will be allowed. Norma and Renee shared some background.
I'm Norma. I'm known as the Seed Lady.
My name's Renee.
We've always loved plants. We always had that connection with flowers and plants and sharing seeds. We always have shared seeds.
And we saved some for your birthday 1 year.
Oh, yeah. And then 1 year she gave me sunflowers, and we're still growing those. That's been like 5-6 years ago. For me, it's personal, and seed is the first link to food. Okay, first let me say what an open pollinator is. An open pollinator is what the universe created, and it allows us to save seeds. It allows us to breed them again, and they become adaptable to our environment. Now, a hybrid, they started in 1924. They have a patent, and there's a secret patent of how they're developed. You can only grow them one time, and if you try to grow them again, you will get a freak plant, an unhealthy plant. And a GMO is a genetically modified seed that we also call the Frankenstein seed. We don't even know what it's doing to us when we consume them. The amateur small seed companies that is trying to revive open pollinators, they search the world and they try to find them and they save them and they offer them to us. Because what we want to do is we want to start people here growing and saving seeds. And when I say growing seeds, if you go on the internet, you'll see there is a way of growing seeds. You grow them a distance from another plant so they don't cross-pollinate. But it's important that we take back our food supply. We want the big, juicy, beautiful fruits. And I think that's why a lot of people don't like vegetables, because they're tasteless, the ones they find in the big supermarkets. Right, Renee?
Right. And Norma's gathered seeds from last year from different seed companies. She's called in to Baker Creek and different seed companies, and they've been willing to send her seeds if she's just been paying the postage. So she's an enormous amount of seeds to share.
I have thousands of seeds.
And then we're saving envelopes from the mail to bring out to stuff with seeds for everybody to take home.
But all is welcome, and I'd really love to see old-time gardeners come and share your knowledge with us. And teachers, have your students come. And like I said, we have enough seeds for anybody and everybody. And don't be concerned that you don't have seeds to share. Come and get seeds, and hopefully next year you can share. We have everything, beans, beets, corn.
Cut flowers are one of my favorite heirloom varieties, and there's so many of them, every color of the rainbow. And we're
thousands of flowers.
The rainbow.
Thousands of flowers. We have anything. We start with a lot of what's called easy seeds, so that can excite you and you can have success. But I would love to see some of the seeds that, like I said, it's our first seed swap, and it's legal now. And I would love to some of the old timers that have been here since the 60s and the 70s that were back to landers to come and share their seeds with us. I think it'd be wonderful, because I'm sure they have adapted very, very well. February 22nd, Miranda Market. And if you come, please don't park right in front of the store so she can have her customers go in and out. And we'll have tables and bring little envelopes if you can, and I'll have some there for you. But even if you don't have seeds to swap and share, come and pick up seeds. They're free, and there's a large selection, and we want you to have them. Thank you.
Again, that was Norma and Renee inviting everyone to Southern Humboldt's first ever seed swap, which will be happening this Saturday from noon to 4 p.m. outside of the Miranda Market in the center of Miranda along the Avenue of the Giants. Reporting from Redway for KMUD, I'm Tanya Horlick.